So just a quick note today, nothing exceptionally deep, and actually nothing new either. If you did not already notice, we are looking at the exact same passage that we were looking at last week. And we're also talking about the mission trip one more time, and I'm not bringing up any new subject that Haley forgot to mention last week because she pretty much covered the whole thing. Mentioned everything, except that last Sunday was my birthday. She did not tell you that. We will be talking about that at our clergy couple conference. The word of the Lord, right? I just want to pause a little longer on one facet of this passage and one aspect of the mission trip that I found to be noteworthy and meaningful, which are the notes of encouragement. Once upon a time, the words of this passage weren't numbered off verses for people thousands of years later to scrutinize over. Long ago, what we now call Philippians was a handwritten letter, and it was addressed from two people, purportedly the Apostle Paul and his buddy Timothy, to some other friends of theirs that were in the town of Philippi. And there is some enormously deep, dense theological material in this letter. Included in the larger body of the letter are some of the most gorgeous, significant statements about Jesus ever made. Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every other name. So that's from later on in the letter. And it is a staggering bit of poetry, probably belonged to an ancient hymn. And some incredibly important thoughts that are truly worthy of sharing. But so too, I think, is the part of the letter we're reviewing again, right here at the beginning, which basically says, I was thinking about y'all, which is a more direct translation of the Greek, who makes y'all. I was thinking about y'all. Timmy and I were chatting about you guys the other day, talking about what a great job y'all are doing. Just makes me so proud to know you guys. I hope you know how glad I am that we're friends. And that's a much simpler statement, right? But I think it's as critical as it is to try to understand the nature of Christ, like some of the deeper portions of this letter. I think it is so necessary to advocate for one another and to lift each other up. Encouragement is really valuable, and it's important that we give it to others. I love what Haley did today with the children's moment. And I promise you that she wasn't just reading a note, that she was sincere about it. But it's so good to hear that out loud, even as a group. Children need encouragement. Just as the great philosopher of our time, Jack Handy, puts it, children need encouragement. That's why if a kid gets an answer right, tell them it was a lucky guess. That way they develop a good, lucky feeling. Not just children, though. We all need it, all of us. Human beings need encouragement. I was reminded firsthand of that throughout the senior high mission trip last week. One of the traditions of this trip is for a few loved ones who don't attend to send the students and the adult leaders with little notes of love and encouragement. Another is that throughout the week, everyone on the mission trip shares similar notes with one another, just these little handwritten gestures of appreciation and positive thoughts. Many of you are well aware of these traditions and have participated in them. what I want to be sure that you also know is just how meaningful they are to the ones who are receiving them, at least for me. You know, speaking for myself, the mission trip was rough at times. It was rough. Let me count the ways. So beginning with the plumbing issues. Plumbing issues. Amen. At our housing site, which naturally meant that there were grime issues and smell issues, which would have been a thing even if it hadn't been so crowded, but it was crowded. Like really crowded, as in there were twice as many people present as there should have been. Where is Thanos when you need him? Kidding. The food left something to be desired, which is always the case on these things, but it was very true here as well. And we shared lodging with other churches who thought differently than me, which can be amazing and educational, but at times also very challenging. At our work site, my particular work crew wasn't given much guidance by those there to help guide us. And we had to figure things out for ourselves. And after we figured out a course of action at our work site, we were then confronted with blood-sucking insects and arachnids, poisonous plants, and the occasional venomous snake, which meant we had to cover ourselves from head to toe in long pants and long sleeves at the end of July. And if you haven't noticed, I sweat eating ice cream. So I had not perspired that much since the day I proposed to Haley. It was a hard, filthy, stinking, exhausting week. But it was also really great. It was really great. It was so much better, in fact, than it was difficult. Some of that had to do with accomplishing some actual work. We had a few really great adventures. Just getting to know the students better and deepening those relationships through conversation and through joint enterprise. Like that was my very favorite part. But something else that contributed to how positive of an experience that trip was for me anyway were those little notes. Some of them were a bit more profound than others, but none of them will end up winning a Pulitzer Prize, right? Just little notes. But they really meant something. Those small tokens of appreciation and encouragement from folks back home and from each other throughout the week made a real practical difference in my life. They helped keep me going. They helped me stay positive. And they made me feel loved and valued and cared for throughout what would otherwise have been a difficult week. None of them were exceptionally deep, just a few quick notes. But at a time in our world when it feels like negativity is the order of the day, right? Those notes were some genuine good news. There were good things. And I thought this morning that they were worth lifting up. In the name of God, the Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit. Amen.